Titled Miseducation, the ProPublica report said that nationally, white students are almost twice as likely as black students and 1.3 times as likely as Hispanic students to be in Advanced Placement, or AP, courses. The report lets users look up specific districts and schools. I looked up Harrisonburg High School and went there to meet a senior who moved here from the Dominican Republic 5 years ago.
My name is Maripili Tolentino Wise.
At Harrisonburg High School, 12% of students are black, 39% are white, and 43% are Hispanic. According to the ProPublica report, white students are about 3 times as likely to be enrolled in an AP course as are black and Hispanic students. Even though Mari Tolentino Baez and other Hispanics are 2/5 of the population, they make up only 1/5 of AP course enrollments.
It's really accurate with what the reality is.
Tolentino Baez is enrolled in a college prep program for first-generation college students and the Shenandoah Valley Scholars Latino Initiative, a mentoring program. She recently attended a Minority Student Achievement Network conference in Boston, and she's taking 2 dual enrollment courses through Blue Ridge Community College and 2 AP courses.
It doesn't have to be just AP and dual enrollment. Even in some honors classes, you can step in those classes and you can see that there's a higher percentage of students who are not of color.
More from Tolentino Baez in a moment. First, though,
this is an ongoing, challenging discussion we have.
Patrick Lintner is the interim superintendent in Harrisonburg City Public Schools.
What do you do to ensure equity for students? What strategies do you employ to encourage participation? And then how do you bend your curriculum and pedagogy? How do you arc that so that it's maybe more available and relevant to students?
White students at Harrisonburg High comprise 39% of the student body, but they are 60% of AP enrollments and receive only 28% of out-of-school suspensions.
Students can be privileged. They don't necessarily have to be white to be privileged. But when a student has advantages that other students don't have, good for them and good for the potential outcomes they have. But what are the ways that you can compensate for students who don't have privilege?
In Rockingham County, surrounding Harrisonburg, Oscar Scheichel is the public schools superintendent.
As educators, we have to be very, very careful that we don't create an education system that just mirrors our own experience.
Scheichel oversees a student population that is 80% white. Only 2% of students are black and 13% are Hispanic. That 80% of students who are white makes up 85% of AP course enrollments.
We casually, you know, use phrases like every child every day, but is the system really designed to work for all children?
Where is the burden of change? It's on all of us.
I reached out to Ed Brantmeyer for some perspective. He teaches educational leadership and cross-cultural education courses and more at James Madison University.
What I think it's really important for us to think about is that racism is not necessarily individual acts of meanness, that racism can be structural.
For example,
schools may value one way of performing knowledge, so an oral presentation with an introduction, a middle, and a conclusion. And these performative styles are valued as a quote-unquote legitimate way of displaying official school knowledge.
Statistics are the complex product of individual students' unique stories and local situations, but they also reflect matters rooted in history.
If you look at that legacy of privilege throughout time, no doubt there's going to be disparities in these numbers because accumulated privilege over decades, wealth accumulation, social capital, cultural capital that's accumulated and then reproduced within a wider social structure like schools as a prime site of cultural and social reproduction. This is the story. This is the narrative. This is how certain groups maintain dominance over others.
Educational systems can change to address these disparities, in part by fostering faculties that reflect student backgrounds and valuing different ways of knowing and diverse strengths. There are no simple solutions, Brantmeyer said, just complex questions.
Yeah.
Back at Harrisonburg High School, student Tolentino Baez said the disparities in education make sense.
It's kind of hard to integrate the people who were not in the table when the system was being made.
They also have real impact.
Even for myself, walking into a class where I don't see anybody else that looks like me, I feel like maybe this is not where I belong. Maybe I'm not in the place for me.
Tolentino Baez doesn't know yet what she wants to study in college, but the support she has received has contributed to her successes so far against the statistical odds of disparity. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.